It is time for us to check the weather, and we'll bring in none other than Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall, and everybody. How's everything going on this Tuesday morning?
Well, here's how it's going. The other day when I bought my Volkswagen Passat in home and I parked it at the far end of my parking spaces, which was not really plowed out. It was covered with snow. I was hoping to be able to drive the Passat today into work, but that's the only place left where I park my cars, where the snow hasn't gone and the rain hitting it, and because it's on the ground, it's slipperier than hell. So I couldn't drive that car in this morning. But hopefully by the time I get up, because since I've been in here, the temperature's raised almost 4 degrees in the past hour and a half. So I'm hoping that enough fog and enough warmth and rain will come and get rid of the rest of that now, which is caked ice right by where the tires are on the car and the doors are.
You better hope so, because it'll be back tonight.
I know, that's why. If not, I'm gonna have to go dangerously with my spikes on. But I'm pretty sure it'll be gone. But it's about half gone now. I really thought that with the fog we had last night, that it would all be gone. But I guess it's so close to the car, the fog didn't get a chance to eat it away.
And we talked about that back on Friday.
Yeah.
That this is the kind of conditions. And I mean, today's going to be very mild, 55 to 60, with periods of rain or showers.
Well, it'll definitely, if it's not gone by the time I get home, then it'll definitely be gone by this afternoon, because it's going to be 55 to 60. There's
60.
There's no way it can last that.
But the rain goes back to snow tonight after midnight. And we'll be in the upper 20s by tomorrow morning. We're looking for early snow tomorrow. Now, I'm thinking 1 to 2 inches average. Locally, up to 4.
Yeah, depending on where you are.
Right. Yeah. And because tomorrow morning, there is going to be a burst of heavy snow. There's no doubt in my mind. With the front. So everybody's going to experience the snow when they see it coming down.
Roughly what time tomorrow morning?
Prime time. Right. Between 6 and 9.
Right. So once again, because we had schools that actually had a delay yesterday because of the black ice.
Yeah, well, they're definitely going to have delays tomorrow. If not closed, I don't know. It will turn partly sunny tomorrow afternoon.
Now, something you put in your forecast scares me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What you said on your pre-recorded forecast for today, and that is there might be a nor'easter for the beginning part of the weekend.
Right.
A rainy nor'easter or a rain, sleet, and snow nor'easter?
It's probably a rainy nor'easter starting as a wintry mix.
All right.
But I don't see it. I don't see it being, you know, all snow or ice. That's how. You'll have a beautiful sunny Thursday in the low 30s. Then Friday, that nor'easter starts coming up, clouding up with a wintry mix late in the day, mid 30s. That goes over to rain Friday night, and it's rain on Saturday for a while. And the highs on Saturday, easily 45. Or maybe even 50. And in back of the storm, there's still a chance of some showers left over on Sunday. It should still be relatively mild on Sunday. So I'm not too concerned about, you may say, oh, well, the rain may go over the snow, or it may ice up, come Sunday. I just don't see that right now.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen, because like I said, I've been invited to the 80th anniversary of WKNY in Kingston, New York on Sunday, because I worked there many years ago. So I want to go to that 80th anniversary party, but if it's going to be bad weather, I can't go.
No, I definitely think it'll be in the 40s, maybe even 50 if you're lucky. Then colder air will spread back in on Monday, and that could set things up or another event on Tuesday of next week. I'm a little concerned about that, because that is when I do my religious instructions. That is also the last Tuesday before the Christmas hiatus. And that was when we were planning our little Christmas party for them. So that could get all messed up. But now on and upward, let me tell you, as you can tell, I'm still under the weather as far as this cold is concerned, and I've been taking my elderberry liquid each day, you know, because they say that is now the new miracle kind of thing, you know, to boost your immune system and the whole bit. But so we take off to Warwick, New York on Saturday. We get there pretty early, 10 to 10. It opened at 9. There was hardly a space to be found. And if you found the space, you were very lucky, because just like you, there weren't too many spots shoveled out. I had no idea that there would be 6 to 8 inches there on the ground. Most of the trees were covered with snow and ice, which means you couldn't really see them as far as picking. It's about an hour and a half later, just trudging through the snow and trying to find a tree. The pickings were slim. Finally, we found a tree. It was two of us. But the tree had, let's put it this way, the tree was about 20 feet tall. So I had to cut the bottom branches off so I get underneath it to cut the tree down. And then the place said that there was a funeral on Saturday and they were short of people. So there was nobody to help with the tree, getting it from their 11 acres to the main road to pay for it and put the netting on it. So now the two of us are dragging this huge tree through 6 to 8 inches of snow, uphill, then downhill, stopping every 5 minutes, take a breath. We finally got it there. We're waiting online. So to say anybody could help us to get this huge thing on top of the car, we don't know. Finally, we got somebody, and they helped us put it on the car. 5 hours later, we turned home. My feet, and I wore boots, Marshall. My socks were soaked. My feet, I could not feel them. And that just didn't help me feeling any better. And then we had to do the movie all day yesterday in the city.
Pat,
I mean, my Sunday, yes.
Pat,
Yes.
get a darn beautiful
Artificial tree.
get a $200 Christmas tree, a beautiful $200 Christmas tree, and you won't have to go through that again. If you spend the right money, it sounds like a lot, but how much did you pay for that tree?
45.
Okay, so you look at 3 or 4 Christmases and it's paid off. You know what I mean? And you don't have to go through all that drudgery. And
Yeah,
the expensive ones look unbelievable.
you're right. You know,
You're
we've
too
never
old.
had to do this before because there was never snow on the ground.
You're just too old to do this stuff. I'm sorry. It's not, you know, we're not like we used to be.
You're right. And I mean, pulling that tree, that was like, it was a lot of work. I mean, the stump of this tree, I'm praying that it's going to fit in the stand. That's how big it is. It's outside now, obviously getting soaked and wet, so I have no idea. Hopefully it's going to dry out and I'll be able to get it in the house next weekend. But that's the other thing. But yeah, it was not, you know, as people were passing me, you know, they were, oh, that, do you see this tree? Do you see that tree? And I'd say, no, I don't, but good luck. And I'd look at them and I'd say, isn't this fun? And they would all laugh.
I'm telling you, make the jump next year, Pat, and enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Enjoy it more. They even
It was
smell,
rough.
they even the ones you spend a couple hundred bucks on even smell like Christmas trees.
Yeah, well, and you can buy those scents
Yeah.
now that hang in there, right? So that is it. So we're done with that. Still one more Sunday to shoot the movie. That will be on January 4th, Saturday. We're doing it Saturday, January 4th, and hopefully that'll be finished. Then hopefully Pat will regain his voice.
All right, and you're finished now. We're out of time.
To I'll say toodles.
Hey, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it, Marshall.
Rest up. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.